Israeli soldiers clash with Palestinian protesters in the occupied West Bank city of Hebron, also known as Al-Khalil. More than 50 Palestinians were injured after Israeli forces used plastic and live bullets to break up the protest in Al-Khalil. Two Israeli soldiers were also injured. Demonstrators were protesting against the ongoing Israeli onslaught on Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. Similar rallies also took place in the cities of Nablus, Jenin, Tulkarem, and Ramallah. Demonstrators voiced support for the resistance in Gaza. This is the latest in pro-Gaza rallies in the occupied West Bank since Israel began pounding Gaza a month ago. Now tell us a bit more about those clashes that are taking place throughout the occupied territories.
Yes, they're actually taking place today in every major town, city and village inside the West Bank and also in East Jerusalem, Al-Quds. In Hebron, otherwise known as Al-Khalil, we've so far seen 40 Palestinians who've been injured by both tear gas, rubber-coated steel bullets, and also they've been shooting some live bullets into the crowd. So many people have actually been taken to a hospital. One person is undergoing very complex surgery after being shot in the heart by Israeli forces. So these punitive measures are just getting worse and worse by the Israeli army. We're seeing other demonstrations taking place in Bethlehem, in the center of Ramallah, in East Jerusalem, and in fact, throughout all of the major towns in East Jerusalem, and also by Al-Aqsa Mosque, and all the way to north as far as Jenin. People are furious, not only by the continued escalation and bombardment and massacre inside the Gaza Strip, but also this morning a child was killed. They're continuous bombing the same areas without any justification or real cause as to why they're targeting certain areas such as very busy cities. So they feel as though the blood of the people in Gaza are their blood, and they will continue out on the streets until this is over.
And Nell, I would imagine that all of these clashes that take place in these protests continue to add more and more pressure on the Mahmoud Abbas government.
Well, of course. Now, people are getting very anxious that Mahmoud Abbas hasn't spent very much time speaking to his own people. However, I did speak to Saeb Erekat, who is the chief negotiator of the Palestinian Authority, and he said actually the majority of work being undertaken by the Palestinian Authority is inside of the negotiations in Egypt and also the sent a delegation to the International Criminal Court. And this is essentially a kind of threat against the Israelis. If they continue without engaging in any form of elongated ceasefire or essentially into negotiations where they can find a settlement that would enable them to lift the siege on Gaza, if they don't do that, then it seems that they will take the route in trying them at the International Criminal Court. So this is essentially a last resort, but if they have to come to it, the threat's certainly there on the table.
Okay, Nell, as always, thanks very much for it. That was Nell Burton, Press TV's correspondent, who is speaking to us on the line from Ramallah.